Good morning, everybody, and what a strange day we find ourselves in today with the news of this two-week lockdown, or not lockdown, however you want to define it. But we're here, we're in this new reality together, and I want to encourage us in the faith as we move into these very unusual and unsettling days. So I'm going to read in a moment from Psalm 103 and first let's pray together. Father, thank you for this new day. Thank you, Lord, for the sun shining. Thank you, your grace is new to us every day. Father, this is not a usual day for us by any means. These are days that we've never seen in our country before. And so we're feeling vulnerable, we're feeling uneasy, we're feeling frustrated, and we, Father, need your grace in this. And we pray, Father, your word would enrich us now, even in this short time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, hello, everybody. We're in Psalm 103. And I'm keen to have a look at this particular psalm today, with this being day one of our at least 14-day stay-at-home policy. And it's a time where we really need to remember especially all the benefits we have in the gospel. So Psalm 103, another psalm of David. Hello, Olaf. We're in Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his way to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass, he flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God, from Psalm 103. I wanted to come here this morning with a note of praise to the Lord. We heard the news last night. I assume you guys have heard the news about the further that we're experiencing now for the next 2 weeks, not going outside except under certain conditions, and that will affect all of us in different ways. I know for us at home with three kids, it's going to bring particular challenges to our patience and to our routine. And we are especially going to need to draw on the unchanging realities of God's character and of His gospel, and to direct our ways to Him because of who He is and the unchanging of His disposition towards us. The circumstances at the moment are particularly challenging. And so David begins with a note of praise. Praise the Lord. All my inmost being, praise His holy name. And in verse 2, he reiterates this theme of praise. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And he has this wonderful little phrase. And forget not all His benefits. Don't forget His benefits. I think when circumstances like this are upon us, we can forget the benefits that God has for us constantly. And David reiterates them in verses 3 to 5. Who forgives all your sins, heals all your diseases, redeems your life from the pit, crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. We have the fullness of these benefits fulfilled, of course, not in King David, but in King Jesus. And we have the forgiveness of our sins. We have the healing that brings to our heart and to our broken relationship with the Lord. And ultimately, we will have the healing of all disease in this world and in our own bodies made new in the new heaven and the new earth. And through these benefits, we are given this promise in full that our lives will be redeemed from the pit and we will be crowned with love and compassion. It's that gospel dynamic of suffering now and glory coming later. And we will be brought from this low point and crowned with love and compassion, ultimately through the gospel. And it is good for us to not forget these benefits right now, especially because sometimes our sense of praise is dependent upon circumstances that we prefer. And these words help us to focus our eyes on the goodness of the Lord, on His unchanging goodness towards us, and of the satisfaction that brings, verse 5, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. We, of course, find satisfaction in good things that perhaps in themselves are not in any way bad, but we don't have access to them right now. And that can affect our spiritual mood as well as our physical and mental mood. But there is this ultimate sense of satisfaction that comes in God Himself and in His person and in His benefits towards us, as David puts it here. And perhaps this can be a time for us to seek that satisfaction in Him, though, of course, our circumstances are far from what we would call satisfying, and we are in this completely unique scenario for us as a nation, at least in recent history. And psalms like this help us to reflect upon the realities that our own changing, both in the past by looking at how he revealed his ways and goodness to people like Moses in verse 7, to the people of Israel as a whole, and through those leaders and through the experiences of that nation, the truths of verse 8 were revealed, the compassion and grace of the Lord, his slowness to anger, his abounding love, how he does not treat us as our sins deserve, verse 10, or repay us according to our iniquities. And this beautiful expression of the wonder of God's love in verse 11, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. So don't doubt that today. Don't let circumstances fill you with a sense of fear that eclipses God's love. God's love remains steadfast for you, and it is as high as the heavens are above the earth. And as far as the east is from the west, he has removed our transgressions, our sin from us in verse 12. And we're going to need to lean heavily into these truths of God's love, of his care, of his forgiveness, because I know that our sinful natures are going to be particularly pressed, shall we say, in these confined times. But the Lord has compassion on us as a father has his children in verse 13. And he knows that we are dust, verse 14. He knows how we're formed. He remembers we are dust. Our days are like grass. We're like the flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it's gone, and its place remembers it no more, verse 16. And one of the things that this reality, this experience is bringing upon us is the truth of the biblical reality of our frailty and of our dependence and of our vulnerabilities. But from everlasting to everlasting, verse 17, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. Those realities remain steadfast and unchanging. And while things are particularly, shall we say, uncertain, every day we're wondering what will be next in the news, things are very fluid, things are out of our control, we need to be reminded of the unchanging nature of God's rule. And there in verse 19, he has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. The Lord has established his throne. We know in the fullness of the biblical narrative that that throne is occupied by the risen and exalted, victorious Jesus. And his throne is immovable. No contagion can ever affect it, weaken it, threaten its rule. And so the praise of the Lord resounds through this psalm. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere. Praise the Lord, O my soul. So our praise of the Lord is not dependent upon circumstances, but upon his character, upon his goodness to us. So as we begin day one of this at least 14-day period, let's not forget all the benefits that we have in the gospel. Let's encourage one another, pray for each other to not forget all of these benefits. And let's encourage one another as best we can in the faith during this time, so that we might not lose hope, so that we might not lose faith, so that we might not become gospel forgetful. And turn repeatedly to the scriptures, to the Psalms, to give voice to your feelings, and let's keep in touch one with another during this time. So let's pray together. Father, we want to praise you this morning. You are our Lord. Father, we pray we would not forget all your benefits right now. The forgiveness you give us, the love you show to us, the compassion you have for us. And Lord, we cry out to you and your character in this time we find ourselves in, where we are feeling vulnerable, feeling bored, feeling contained, feeling frustrated, feeling angry. Lord, would we in our anger not sin? And we pray, Lord, that your love and your forgiveness would bring us to repentance and faith moment by moment in these coming days. And we pray, Father, for our nation. We pray for those particularly who are most vulnerable. Lord, protect them, please. Please, in your wrath, remember mercy. Please, Lord, may there be enough beds and ventilators for those who need them. Lord, protect our medical staff right now, the healthcare professionals, the pharmacists, the nurses, the doctors, the administrative people behind the scenes. Lord Jesus, more than ever, perhaps we are dependent. We are aware of our dependence, rather. And we pray that through this grueling experience, we would come out with a deeper appreciation of your truths, and may more people call upon your name. And so we entrust ourselves to you in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hello, Ruth. Well, every blessing to you, everyone. Again, please do get in touch if you need a chat or you just want to pray together, perhaps one-to-one. These days may provide opportunity we haven't availed of in quite the same way before. Join us tomorrow morning for our virtual gathering, and we're going to look at the words of Peter, thinking about the healing that the cross brings. And after that, we're going to get together on Zoom to have a coffee, so to speak, and to pray for and with one another. So let's make the most of these opportunities and avail of them as best we can. Know that I'm praying for you. Please pray for me and the family. Pray that we would be patient, kind, soft-hearted, and persevere in the faith. And I pray the same for you. So every blessing to you for now. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen.